This is the brief on regulating AI therapists. Lawmakers are finally cracking down on AI chatbots posing as therapists, but as you'll see, a clumsily written law is actually much worse than no law at all. First, let's look at Rhode Island's massive broad net. On June 22, 2026, Senator Lori Urso and Representative Tina Spears bravely made it illegal for an AI to act as a therapist. But, well, here's the critical flaw. The ban is written so broadly that it accidentally outlaws the therapist in the loop. You know, those safe tools where a licensed human is totally in charge but uses AI to offer reassurance. So did they aim at the bot in the stolen white coat but accidentally hit the human nurse taking vitals beside it? Second, instead of writing a sweeping new law like Rhode Island, Pennsylvania reached for the absolute oldest rule in medicine. Governor Josh Shapiro and Secretary of State Al Schmidt simply used existing unlicensed practice laws. This works way better. It makes it a crime for a chatbot to actually claim it's licensed, targeting the imposters while completely sparing the helpful AI assistance. Finally, this exact distinction is literally what the professionals are begging for. Dr. Viley Wright at the American Psychological Association asked the FTC to investigate only the fakes, drawing a really clear line. AI built with clinical oversight is safe, but a general chatbot dressed up as a counselor is dangerous. And come on, with over a third of psychologist clients already bringing AI advice into sessions, banning the tech outright just isn't realistic. The only question is who supervises it. Ultimately, a clumsy law is worse than doing nothing because it completely outlaws the honest builders and leaves the field wide open for the predators.